celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
It's like a farm around here, isn't it?
It is.
We've got the dogs and the cats, and then we have the chickens off in the background laying eggs.
Yep.
And soon we're going to talk sloths. Yeah, this hour, sloth love.
I used to love sloths when I was a kid. I thought, you know, you read those books and you just think, what a curious animal.
They are the cutest. I just absolutely, they're adorable. I wish I could have a sloth, but I think they're illegal to own, aren't they?
And I guess they can't run away, huh? They're not real fast.
I don't think so.
But they got some heck of some nails, so I don't know that I'd want to.
They do have big
them.
Nails. Yeah, you wouldn't want to freak them out. So we're going to talk to Sam Troll. She's a photographer and she's put together a book called Sloth Love, of which we will have giveaways for you. And that's not the only giveaway we have for you today. We have a pod tracker. This is a GPS Wi-Fi pet tracker for you to keep track of your animals, your dog in particular, and that'll be happening in the second hour today. Also, five pets that are illegal to own. What are they? Well, Robert Simrow will tell you what those pets are in just a few minutes. And Lori Brooks from the newsroom, what do you got coming up this hour?
Well, if you are a cat lover, I used to love this. You come home from the grocery store and you have, bags, and you go to Price Club, Costco or whatever, and you have boxes all over the place. Cats love those things.
Yep.
But it turns out there's lots of reasons why, and we'll kind of share that with you coming up in just a few minutes.
I noticed that whenever I spend all kinds of money on my cat gifts, they just like the wrapping paper in the box that it came in.
That's, I know.
That's what they prefer.
It's amazing how cheap some cat toys can be, huh?
Uh-huh. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. Yourself? How are you, Doc?
Well, I'm not the doc. I'm actually the moron. You can just call me moron, but the doc's right here with me.
No. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm messing with you. I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing better than I think my leash is. Got a quick obedience question. Somebody help
me
with that.
Sure.
Let me share with you. I've always had German Shepherds, which is just fabulous in my book, but a few years ago, we went to the Labrador Retriever, Chocolate Lab. He's a beautiful, great boy. But when we walk, he will pull and pull until he gags himself. I've tried the gentle lead. I've tried the body harness. I think I got a sled dog instead of a Labrador. He's actually pulled my wife down to where she tore some muscle in her knee. So this is really concerning me now because he's out of control and he's a strong boy.
Yeah. So you tried the gentle lead, the one that goes over the nose, and then you also tried what kind of harness?
I tried the gentle lead. He'll still pull so hard he'll start bruising his nose. The other harness I got, it goes around his back, under his armpit, with a little hook in the front of his chest.
Okay. So like a chest lead.
I wish I could put him on front of my skateboard, but I'm too old for those anymore.
Oh. Well, you know, the
such a polar.
Yes, you do. In Labradors, it's very common. These guys have so much energy about life in general. They just want to go. And that
They're
is part
beautiful.
Of their part of their charm.
Yes.
The challenge with training a good leash walker is that our expectations have to change how we can walk him. So as much as we want him to get exercise, if we're trying to train him to not pull, we have to reward him for short bouts of healing in an appropriate manner. So this, I can tell you, I've had labs, and it can be just kind of pull your hair out, frustrating. I went through this with my one lab, and you basically have to teach them to just start off with the healing command and just really take one or two steps without pulling and reward. Have the treat, positive rewards, and really having them even focus on you as you're doing this. The expectations walking, going around the block and coming back and asking him to heal nicely isn't going to work. And it is counterproductive because you're just reasserting and he's doing what he wants to do and it's been working for him. So he's not understanding why it's a problem. So when we're teaching a dog that pulls to not pull, we want to reward them for what we call loose leash walking. So healing without yanking on that. And it may be just a few steps. And that's it. And you repeat that over and over and you give positive rewards. And we don't go for, a big trip around the block. Some people for doing that. Yeah, so this is where I can tell you, I wanted just to pull my hair out when I had my male lab as a puppy, because we would my husband would walk the other dog, and she was fine. And I would have to stay far behind and just do these drills over and over again. And we did that a couple times a day, and we just practiced it until he really got the whole loose leash walking right by my side. Now, some people will use different tools, like you mentioned. There's the gentle lead harness, which fits like a bridle over the muzzle, the chest harness, which takes away the pull instinct from a lot of dogs, and it kind of turns them where you want them to go. But anything we use has to be paired with the appropriate command and redirection when they're doing something the right way we don't want them to. So, and I've actually even had some good success with prong collars. But if you're using those kind of items inappropriately without the proper commands and rewards, it's not going to get you where you want to be. You know, for some people have a big problem with them. For me, that I call them my dog's brakes. And if they have it on, they don't have a problem. They walk and they mind very well. If I need the brakes because of an emergency, they see a rabbit, they want to run across the road, the brakes come on. Yep. But it's just a gentle reminder. But again, if you're not...
And I watch these, you know, guide dogs and the service dogs. I get so jealous. They're just, there's another, I don't know, they're more calm than my kids.
Yeah.
That's amazing when I watch those.
So my suggestion for you is going to be to work on this kind of leash training, not to go out the direction that you do when you go for a walk, because there's a lot of excitement that builds with that. So I want you to practice this kind of leash walking in your own backyard on a leash and picking a really scrumptious treat that's going to be a high-value reward. So that may be something like string cheese bits. I'm not a hot dog fan, but some people use hot dogs. Little pieces of cooked chicken. Yeah. What's that?
Nice. Don't take them out. We usually do about 2 miles a day, but don't take them on a 2 mile for this program.
Yeah.
Take them on the backyard up and down the walk.
Yeah. The other thing, if you do need an outlet for his exercise, I have some clients that actually get the little dog treadmills. So you can train him to the treadmill to burn off that energy that you might be losing because you're not yet ready for that kind of big leash walk. And that's one thing. Some dogs really thrive on that.
Yep. I think I'm going to try those baby steps and just, just try up and down the backyard, maybe down the sidewalk in front of my house, 20 steps and 20 steps rather than 2 miles, 2 miles.
Yep. And really,
like
remember...
baby steps.
Yes. And remember, so if you take 2 steps and he's already pulling, that's too far. So you build on those good, successful short bouts, and that may be only a couple steps. And instead of, a lot of yanking, you just stop. You just stop where you're at and say heel and then have him come back. So, you know, we don't want to make it a kind of a choke fest. That's not what it's about. We just want him to learn that listening to you and staying close to you is going to be where he gets the payout. You know, I'm from Vegas, so, you know, that's when the big payout comes.
Right, so. Exactly. Well, I'll definitely give that a try, you know, and I'll try that with the baby steps, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, good luck, Mark, and I love those Labradors, so give your baby a pat on the head.
They're still my boys, but thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Mark. We appreciate it. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Well, this portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by World's Best Cat Litter. We all love our cats, but we hate buying cat litter, don't you? I love the concentrated power of World's Best Cat Litter. It gives me more performance with less litter, and I get mine over at Target, sometimes Walmart, and my local grocery and pet store. Thanks, World's Best, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio. Sylvia, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Where are you calling from?
Right at the moment, I'm going through Hartford, Connecticut.
You're traveling today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I deliver horse trailers.
You deliver horse trailers? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I understand you have a horse question for Dr. Debbie.
Yeah, I've got he has an 18-year-old thoroughbred gelding. He's pretty skinny. I took him in. I run a small equine rescue down in East Texas, and I've gotten his teeth floated. He had an abscess tooth, and he's got a couple of teeth missing. And I've got him on that one and only horse feed, and I'm trying to figure out if that's a good feed to have him on, or do I need to try something else?
Okay, and since you've had his teeth floated, he's not gaining weight since then, still?
He's probably put on a little bit of weight. I haven't been home to really see what he looks like right at the moment. I pretty much stay out on the road most of the time. My son takes care of the horses.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's not something that we can easily see an improvement after his teeth have been addressed, you know, I'll be honest, I don't work on horses on a regular basis, but dog, cat, horse, pig, otherwise, if we've tried just some reasonable care and that hasn't changed in his overall body condition, then I'm inclined to say, okay, we got to go looking for something there.
Yeah. Well, we've wormed him and everything, and I think it was the feed, because I just started him on that one and only, and it's like a round wafer looking, you know. And I had him on strategy. The strategy was a pellet, and he couldn't really keep a whole lot of it in his mouth. You know, he ended up dropping a lot of feed, so.
Sure, sure. Well, and you know, I can tell you that, you know, like I said, sometimes when the body weight is not coming up, even though we're on a good diet, there can be problems brewing. And in things beyond teeth and deworming, there's a lot more to equine medicine even. You know, we do blood work on these guys, scoping them. There can be a whole gamut of issues. So I can direct you to, I have some wonderful colleagues in the veterinary world that are online and that have maybe a bit, actually a heck of a lot more equine experience than me, since my horsies are very large, great Danes that I deal with. But I would say, if you go to the website Pet Docs on Call and ask an equine question, you will find oodles of veterinarians that are prepared to answer those feed-specific questions and maybe give you a little bit more guidance in that way.
And we'll link to it from the front of the website, too, for others that may want to do that at animalradio.com. We appreciate your call, 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, this is Mayim Bialik on Animal Radio. Please adopt a pet.
For over a decade, Biogen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Biogen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Vistaprint semi-annual sale is going on now through Tuesday, July 19th, and customers are really excited. Perhaps up to 50% off site-wide has something to do with it. And it's really easy to redeem. Just enter promo code SAVEBIG at checkout. No space between SAVE and BIG. 500 business cards start at $9.99. Postcards and flyers are 50% off, and banners and posters, they're 50% off. Go to Vistaprint.com now through July 19th and browse their wide selection of custom products. While you're there, save up to 50% off site-wide. Just be sure to enter promo code SAVEBIG at checkout.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.